You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Nagsagupa sina punong ministro Scott Morrison at leader ng oposisyon Bill Shorten sa ilang mga issue sa unang pagtatalo ng mga leader ng 2019 federal election debate. Sa 48 undecided voter o nag-aalinlang ang botante sa silid ng pagtatalo, karamihan ay pinili si Shorten bilang nagwagi noong gabing iyon. Narito ang ulat ni Marie Silby na sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ginanap sa Perth at inorganisa ng Seven Network at payagang The West Australian. Ang pagtatalo ay di gaanong tinuring na mahalaga ng Channel 7 para isahing papawid sa pangunahing channel nito. Sa halip, ito ay tinalo ng matagal ng soap opera na Home and Away at reality TV program na House Rules at itinulak sa pangalawang Channel 7-2 sa pag-ira ng mga palabas na Bargain Hunt at Vicar of Dibley. Subalit wala namang senyales na ito ay hindi binigyan halaga ni Scott Morrison at Bill Shorten sa pagtatalo ng dalawa sa maraming issue. Kasama na rito ang pakikipagkasunduan ng koalisyon sa United Australia Party ni Clive Palmer, pagbabago ng klima, franking credits at tiwala. Binresinta ni Scott Morrison ang kanyang dating mga nagawa bilang ministro at punong ministro bilang ebidensya na siya ay mapagkakatiwalaan ng mga botante.
Trust is about demonstration of performance. And as a immigration minister, I said I'd stop the boats and I did. As a social services minister, reduce welfare dependency and I did. As a treasurer, bring the budget back to surplus and that's what I did. And importantly here in Western Australia, I said I'd fix the GST. I promised I would and I delivered it as a prime minister and legislated. So you can trust those who've got the track record of performance.
Iniyaya ni Bill Shorten ang alituntunin ng Labor na magkaroon ng isang komisyon laban sa korupsyon at nasa sentro ng kanyang plano para itatag muli ang tiwala sa pampolitikal na proseso.
It is fair to say that trust in politicians is at an all-time low. And I think all of us share some responsibility for that. The question is, how do we improve people's trust? The big problem I see is that most voters I talk to think that too much of politics is about people and personalities and not enough about the people of Australia. It's too much about the politicians. So what we're going to do is rebuild trust in institutions by establishing a National Anti-Corruption Commission.
Ninomina ng mga nagbabasa ng The Western Australia ang mga tanong para sagutin ng mga leader na karamihan ay sa alituntunin ng labor sa franking credits, ekonomiya, buwis, protection sa hangganan at alituntunin sa pagbabago ng klima. Ang franking credit ay pagtanggap ng kredito sa buwis na binayaran ng iyong pinagtatrabahuan. Ang paksa ng pagbabago ng klima ay lumika ng alitan sa dalawang leader na kung saan hiniling ng punong ministro ang leader ng oposisyon na ibalangkas kung magkano magkakahalaga ang alituntunin ng oposisyon. Sinabi ni Morrison, kailangan malaman ng mga botante ang katotohanan.
Tell us what the cost of the climate change policies are. I mean, you've got a climate change policy which requires you to achieve 1.3 billion tonnes of emissions reduction over the next 10 years. Now, I don't know what proportion you're proposing to do that by forcing companies to buy foreign carbon credits, but they cost $42 at the moment. They're going up to over 50. So how much of that is going to be done through that process and what will it cost the economy?
Tumugon si Shorten sa pag-amin na malaki ang gastos sa alituntunin ng labor, subalit mas malaki ang gastos kung hindi kikilos.
I can categorically say that if we don't take real action on climate change, that'll be a disaster for our economy. I can categorically guarantee that if we invest in climate change policies and we're fed income, in the future we'll have more jobs, in the future we'll have lower energy prices, and we won't be known as the generation who handed on a worse deal to our kids. I mean, this issue about give us one number, I don't think that's possible to do. What we need to do is understand that if you want to stop polluting the environment, you do have to spend some money.
Nagtalo rin ang dalawang leader sa preference din ng koalisyon sa United Australia Party ni Clive Palmer. Sinabi ng leader ng oposisyon ang kasunduan na hindi maabot kung walang pagbabayaran si Morrison.
What debt is Mr. Palmer going to come knocking on the door of the Prime Minister if in fact Mr. Palmer rescues the Prime Minister.
We've absolutely had six. Nothing.
Oh, oh yes. You haven't met Clive Palmer, if you believe that.
We'll step in there. What's the deal?
Oh, he's a good Samaritan, Clive Palmer.
Well, of course not. There are no policy deals when it comes to this arrangement. But I ask you the same.
Was just lucky.
Bill,
he's the unicorn of Liberal politics.
Bill, I'll ask you the same question with the Greens. What is the deal with the Greens? And when the Greens come knocking, how much further will you go?
Tinanong din ng mga leader kung ano ang hinahangaan nila sa kanilang katunggali. Subal, di na kailangan pa ng maraming oras para marinig ang isang karagdagang katanungan. Sa 48 botante na nanood sa pagtatalo sa loob ng silid, 25 ang pumili kay Shorten, 12 naman kay Morrison at 11 ang nananatiling di pa makapagpasya. Bago maganap ang pagtatalo, ipinahayag ng The Australian Electoral Commission na ang record na 110,000 katao ay bumoto na sa unang araw ng pre-polling para sa 2019 federal election. Para roon sa mga hindi pa nakakaboto, maaari nilang mapanood ang ikalawang pagtatalo sa Biyernes sa Brisbane sa isang pay TV channel, habang nais ni Morrison na magkaroon ng ikatlong pagtatalo sa primetime sa mga susunod na araw.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.